And the other flats, of course, to my father's horror, were all full of male students.
The ones around Castle Street. Mm. Mm.
So we had people like Chris Laidlaw in the flat behind us. And Earl Curtin. So.
Yeah.
And, but below us were six medical students that we became great friends with. And we were the ones who hired a TV, and so they would come and watch them, the old, you know, the shows that were hits back then.
Wow.
So we made good friends with them.
Yeah, so quite a social time.
Very social time. Mm. It's no different than now, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially once you could get out.
And you got all that freedom, which was difficult, wasn't it? Because you had no adult guidance, really, about things. You just enjoying that freedom.
I think because you were all away from home.
Yes, mm. Yeah. Mm. And at the end of our prelim, somebody decided we should have a party to celebrate. So that was our introduction for most people to alcohol.
Mm. Was alcohol quite a feature in social
yes.
life?
Yeah. Very much so, yes. Yeah.
What about smoking?
Well, we had the chaplain came and talked to us in our prelim class to instill some moral standards in us, I think. And he told us the three things that we should absolutely avoid because they were bad for us, and that was smoking, alcohol, and boys.
Oh.
So we picked up all three.